Blog Talk Radio.
Hiding it.
Well, my brothers and sisters, we're back again. Yes, we're back again. Back for another episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Edom Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful indeed to the Most High, yes, indeed, for the opportunity to be back with you here again to speak these very precious words, yes, these very precious words which the Most High has given me for the blessing of His people. Well, the Most High has told me, yes, He has told me, that I have for Him some very important things for Him to do. And He said to me, because of what I must do, He said to me, yes, indeed, that I would accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, I would have His protection and His guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I can only be utmost thankful. The Most High has told me that I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, He's told me I must tell you things. That men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, deny, pervert, silence, and to destroy. But we who are wise know, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High has planned and foretold of old. I said He has planned and foretold of old that surely without question, He shall. He absolutely shall, my brothers and sisters, bring about a restitution, a restoration, a remembrance of all things that He's spoken by the mouth of His holy prophets since this world began, as it is written in Acts 3:18-23. So it shall be done. Therefore, though you among us who are wise know this is very serious business we're talking about. Purity and completion offers one choice, a multitude of partialities. Pollution, my brothers and sisters, are only unto a multitude of divisions. And the Most High never said one time, He never gave a covenant unto any imperfect standard. Did you hear me? He never once gave a covenant unto any imperfect standard. He told Abraham to walk after Him and seek His perfect will. And He said that would be a blessing to all nations. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? That means all nations are obligated unto one pure and perfect will. But has the nations, truly Yah, obligated fully unto Him? Have they sought to preserve the knowledge of that which is perfect? Or have the nations, my brothers and sisters, everyone after their own constraints and ideas, sought to, in so many ways, wittingly or not, misrepresent the name of the Most High, that men might uphold their own authority? So I said, if you love me, if your allegiance is unto me, He said, keep my commandments. He said, to those who would do this, He would reveal Himself. My brothers and sisters, the question is, how many, in order to keep His commands, have truly been willing to seek His will fully and understand the authority and the sovereignty of that command. How many of my brothers and sisters have understood that you can't call upon, worship, believe, nor love, nor uphold a word you have not heard? Utmost important, my brothers and sisters, understand that if a whole world, 45,000 denominations, 280 some odd denominations out here declaring something different, then what is saving faith to make a man whole must come by a call and discretion that must come forth from Yah himself. Or dare men say some 45,000 institutions resulting of partiality adding and taking away from the sovereign word, still yet declared wisdom? Most High told me the greatest wisdom is not what people think they know, what they don't know. For what men think they know, not giving all things consideration, has not been wisdom at all. In the book of Jacob, they called James, he said, if we're scattered among a multitude of nations, a multitude of denominations, among the Gentiles, it says we're scattered among a multitude of nations, and that are a multitude of nations because they lack knowledge, because they lack wisdom. He said, if we lack wisdom, scattered among a multitude of provocations, temptations, let's just say fallen standards which seek to control and even oppress the minds of men to compromise after a multitude of diverse doctrines, that's what it really means, and beliefs. He said, we out there scattered as we are. It said, let that man ask of Yah. It didn't say the rulers. I said, ask of Yah. And Yah will give liberally to those who seek him. I'm telling you, my brothers and sisters, who seek him, not seeking in any way to mock or misrepresent. But my brothers and sisters, he said, let not the double-minded man, however, think he receive anything from the Most High. Let not the double-minded man think he receive anything of what is the promise. Let not the double-minded man think he receive anything of what is necessary to be fully restored. Because he said, a double-minded man is unstable. How about unfaithful? How about not true to his oath? Not true unto the Most High in any of his ways. I hope you understand, my brothers and sisters, what Messiah meant when he said, my brothers and sisters, the Spirit of truth, the pure, perfect testimony of the Most High that is granted by his Spirit, the worldly, those who seek to preserve their own ideals and orientations in this world, therefore never could be born again. Never could transcend the sin of this world. He said, the Spirit of truth, the world will not receive. There's a level of testimony that makes man whole. They will never accept, and therefore they will always remain far from being made atoned, whole, wise, and far from salvation in the context of being made true in all things, in mind, body, and soul, true to Yah. He said, he is one, my brothers and sisters. We all must love him with all our minds, all our hearts, all our souls. And those, my brothers and sisters, who have alternate preoccupations, agendas, will never be fully consecrated unto Yah. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, it is so often that because men have believed that the wages of sin is not death, that the wages of separation from Yah is not death. I believe that, let's just put it like the way it's written in 2 Thessalonians. They believe that somehow belief in lies and false doctrine has not been damnation. That so many of my brothers and sisters have been so easily gullible after the doctrines of false prophets who will never tell the whole truth, and discerning that men are already on faulty foundations will compliment and flatter them there. They fall all the more deeper into the pit Never telling the whole truth or daring to even consider the need to. Because guess what? Like I said to you before, my brothers and sisters, they feel like they're doing you a service. They figure if this is what you want, this is what they'll give. Can't tell you how many pastors I've run into who've told us directly. They know. I had one pastor say, oh, I'm glad you all understand these things, but this is what our people want. Knew that they were lying. And in no uncertain terms, made it quite obvious that what we were teaching, what she knew was the truth, he said, was not welcome. Like one another pastor said, don't you know it's for us, it's not about what the Lord said. It says they're learning a profession. I want you to consider something, my brothers and sisters. The scriptures in the book of Galatians. We talked about this on last evening. It says in Galatians 3:16, now to Abraham and his seed. How about those who are true to the covenant where he was told, walk before the Most High and seek his perfect will? And he said that would be a blessing. Abraham's seed, my brothers and sisters, know they also must seek the perfect will of Yah. He said to Abraham and to his seed was a promise made. Abraham knew. And he taught, it was taught through Moshe. It's part of that promise. Cursed is anyone who's not confirmed all that's written in the book of the law to do it. Like I said, Messiah said, watch out for false prophets. They cry out, Lord, Lord, not to perform fully was the will of the Father. Which means what they preach, my brothers and sisters, is not the gospel. Most High told me directly, a few nights ago, told me directly, great wisdom is required. I said, great wisdom is required. That men not lift up their souls unto vanity. Great wisdom is required. Before a man finds out or discovers the dimension of knowledge necessary that the Most High considers that man's discretion and heart before him truly viable. I want you to understand why I say that. Even the children of darkness can accept some of the word. But my brothers and sisters, it takes a true son, true and diligent and humble child of Yah to truly overcome the world of misrepresentations. It takes a truly humble child of Yahweh, brothers and sisters, a true child of light that cannot tolerate not knowing. A very curious child, my brothers and sisters, of Yah, that is driven to uphold when he finds it, the whole word. For the nature of a perverter, the nature of the treacherous, my brothers and sisters, is like Messiah said, the spirit of truth, the worldly. The damned will not receive. Understand, not to seek the whole truth of Yah is to be separated outside of what is called viable unto his name. For the very name of Most High has declared that he is all, everything that he is. To swear by the name of Yeshua means that you have made an oath. I hope you understand when I say this, you made an oath unto all that is necessary that his people be delivered from every sin, every fallen standard, every misrepresentation. And whoever does not have that heart is none of his. Now again, in Galatians 3:16, since we understand this point, purity and completion offers one choice, purity and completion being true unto Yah. The Most High will not deny himself. It says, now to Abraham and his seed, those who seek his whole will, was a promise made. Purity and completion offers one choice. He said not to seed as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is of, they put in your King James Version, Christ. But that word they put down for Christ relates one who is called righteous. That word for Christ down there put one who is curious unto seeking all that is the light. That word they put down for Christ, my brothers and sisters, relates on the expectation that was in the minds of all those in the early church of one who would cast out all confusion, one who would reveal the light that the whole world seeks to obscure and would cast out all the darkness. My brothers and sisters, the promise was never made to those who sought partiality and pollutions, for a multitude of partialities and pollution could never ever be peace. What it means, my brothers and sisters, we talked about this last evening, that the promise was never made to a multitude of, they put down seeds. How about descendancies? Understand, every nation on this earth, every nation on this earth, in some way, claims to have a physical or spiritual father, a fatherhood. What I mean by that, Spain, hey, that name Española. Somebody's name was Española. Germany, somebody's name was German or Germain. It's time to understand, my brothers and sisters, that from of old, ancient tribes oftentimes called their tribal leaders by the name of that people. Why? Because they were the children of that tribal leader. Well, my brothers and sisters, the title they put down for Christ there is actually an ancient, goes back to a very ancient title related to one who was promised according to all the prophets, whose actual title was the Kurdi, sunrise, one who would bring forth a new day like the rising of the sun to cast out all the darkness. But who has understood his purpose? The scripture says that he comes to expose all the king, all the priests, and all the false prophets, whoever it is that speaks an alternate message in this earth. Whoever establishes a false rule in this earth, he comes to expose and even to destroy their dominion and their rule to establish the reign of Yah, of justice and truth. Think about it. The scripture says he will make kings dust to his sword and driven stubble to his bow. That means, my brothers and sisters, not just the kingships, but all those, my brothers and sisters, who uphold false rule, he will expose and depose them from rule, that the kingdom of Yah might be established upon this earth without distraction, and that his people might be made just, justified, righteous, glorified, true, according to divine purpose. He said his promise in Abraham was not unto seeds as of many. The promise unto Abraham, I said the promise unto Abraham, Romans 4:13, the promise that Abraham should be the heir of the world, was not to Abraham or to his seed through the diversitudes of worldly flaw, not after the imperfections, not after the pollutions, not after the partialities of man, but through faith in the righteousness of Yah. Understanding, my brothers and sisters, that means through faith in the Most High, according to all that the Most High calls justice. Understand, all the nations and rulerships of the earth are the result of a fall. Trust in the pure, perfect righteousness of Yah, as he declared it everlasting from the beginning, can only restore man unto the will of one. And if man had been true to that initial, pure, perfect will, I said if man had remained true to that pure and perfect will, so much of the travesties, deception, illusion, witchcraft, if you will, men not knowing which is which, that we see in this earth, simply would not be. It's time to understand, my brothers and sisters, what this scripture means. The Most High didn't make promises to the Baptists, Methodists, Presbyterians, Catholics, French, Spanish, Italians, Germans, hey, whatever nation. He didn't make a promise to a multitude of different nations. How can you keep a promise to a multitude of different nations toward the rule of this world? Look at what I'm saying. Romans 4:13, that the promise that he should be heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through worldly flaw or through any man's trust in the diversities and misallegiances of this world, but through righteousness. How about faith in the righteousness of Yah? Look at Genesis 17. The promise, my brothers and sisters, is never to partiality, but to under seeking his perfect will. And again, my brothers and sisters, great discretion is required that men not lift up their souls unto vanity. Great discretion, my brothers and sisters, is required. And it requires, my brothers and sisters, that men seek their righteousness from the Holy One of salvation. I did not say that they seek righteousness from according to what seems wise after territorial land robbers. Landlords, land robbers who forget the earth belongs to Yah and the fullness thereof. And the Most High has one plan for all the world unto him. Those who forget that, my brothers and sisters, I said those who forget that, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, could never ever to be true of what is the gospel. Because the gospel is that cumulative word of Yah. I said that cumulative word of Yah It declares what is his will, that men learn how not to offend him, how not to lie, how not to steal, how not to rob, how not to misrepresent, how not to defy his covenant. Yes, my brothers and sisters, how not to transgress against what is divine conscience, that men might be welcome in the courts of the Most High. If they haven't taught you, my brothers and sisters, beyond all the fallen rule of this world, what is necessary to be atoned, the fine atonement of that pure and perfect will, they never taught you salvation. For the scriptures tell us well in Hebrews 3rd and 4th in particular, it's according to Psalm 95, because these were people who have not known his ways. He has sworn in his wrath, they will not enter into his rest. I repeat, a people who do not know his ways, he has sworn, will not enter into his rest. I know a lot of people hear that verse. They say, as we come. Verses of a song. It says, whoever will, let him come. But it means whoever will to learn his will, to do his will, let him come. Do you think the Most High wants to bring into his kingdom a multitude of the people who have no respect for him at all? Think again. Think again. We are, if we call upon his name, avowed to uphold the premise that Yah is one. And for all to perceive Yah is one, it requires, my brothers and sisters, again, that we all seek his perfect will. And blessed are they who will understand this. And it means that the Most High, when the gospel was sent forth to the nations, it meant that the nations, my brothers and sisters, still had to conform to the will of one. I repeat. It means all nations had to conform to the will of one. But there is no promise, my brothers and sisters. There's no covenant to everyone walking according to his own imaginations. It's time we understand the reality of what the scripture means. Therefore, if you belong to the righteous one, the Kurdi, under the expectation of one who will expose as unrighteousness all the lawlessnesses of this world. Discerning that the heathen didn't have a word to relate the difference between divine law and man's law. So when they said, not under the law but under grace, those of old knew that meant you're not under the influences, the provocations, the oppressions, the hypocrisies, and the compromises of an indiscriminate world. You're not subject to the delusions, the massive delusion that seemed to make that folly seem to be wise. In fact, my brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. If man had been true to what Yah declared from the beginning, all these differences would not even exist. One scripture says, the sighs going when in his return would say, oh, that you kept my commandments, then your peace would have been as a river, and your righteousness as the waves of the sea. Oh, it's because man has not kept, preserved, maintained, defended, and guarded the full integrity of a holy word. My brothers and sisters, men have been damned in their unholiness. It's because men have not maintained and guarded and sought to defend or to restore the fullness of what is initial divine righteousness. The men have walked in vanities and dead called themselves still yet wise. Walked in what is still worthless before the Most High and called themselves wise. Let me tell you something, my brothers and sisters. If somebody was going to give you a Lamborghini Countach. Yeah, somebody said Countach. Well, it's a Countach. C-O-U-N-T-A-C-H. Okay? Count the comment, okay? Somebody's going to give you a, what does that car cost? What, some $150,000 or so? And for all the power of that vehicle, what they sold you, you didn't know, had a very loose lug nut that attaches to from the steering column to the steering. Oh, heaven help us. Or they gave you that vehicle, you didn't know that somebody had already cut a leak in the brake lines. Did they give you something, my brothers and sisters, that was viable and safe? Or did they just simply give you a death trap? My brothers and sisters, for a thing to be fully viable for Yah, and for man to be found true to Yah, Most High gives instructions, man is obligated to obey them all, for such is the nature of the holy name. Most High made a contract, signed his name to it. Whoever then, my brothers and sisters, would also be signed will sign their name to that contract is also obligated to everything on it. Whoever will not discern this, my brothers and sisters, is treacherously counted among hypocrites or robbers. That's just simply the truth, because the Most High will not deny himself. We are therefore told to study to show ourselves approved. I say we are told to study to show ourselves approved, be fully furnished, that we be fully furnished unto all good works, rightly discerning. I did not say dividing. He already said he would not deny himself. I said rightly discerning the word of truth. My brothers and sisters, 45,000 denominations, hey, many times the pastor themselves complicit in their difference. Have they concerned themselves whether you learn what it is truly to overcome the delusions, the deceptions, the multitude of anomalies and misconceits? How about hypocrisies and treacheries, my brothers and sisters, that are in this world? That many, not discerning, they call upon the name of the Most High according to their own vanity, have not discerned, my brothers and sisters, were damnations and never salvation. Most High, my brothers and sisters, will not be mocked, he will not be robbed, he will not be disrespected. He's told me point blank this is indeed all about respect. Who are they, my brothers and sisters, who are willing to understand this? The promise was never unto a multitude of imperfect standards. You can't keep a promise to 10,000 folks that they inherit the world after a different rule that you maintain a curse, the curses of hell. He says, you should pray, our Father who art in heaven, the Most High, high above all else, high above all others. Hallowed, holy be thy name. How does holy make up a multitude of differences? Holy means true unto Yah and Yah alone. Pure unto Yah and Yah alone. Complete unto Yah and Yah alone. If you say hallowed, holy be his name, how do you sit back and not seek to discern purely and perfectly what he is? Thy kingdom come. Thy will be. He didn't say the way of the Gentile. He didn't say the way of any, the ways of any nation, my brothers and sisters, in which he never gave his covenant. And I hope you understand that. If the nations got the covenant, whenever the nations, the Gentiles got the covenant, knowledge of the covenant of Yah, guess where it came from? It came from a Jew. You need to understand that, my brothers and sisters. In fact, the prophecies say the time will come. The 10 men of all nations will come one day and grab a hold of the skirt of a Jew, of him who is a Jew, and say, we will go with you. Yes, my brothers and sisters, say, we will go with you. For we have heard the Yah is with you. Look at Zechariah 8:23. Thus says the Most High of hosts, in those days which come to pass, that 10 men should take hold of all the languages of the nations, all the doctrines and ideas and conversations of the nations, and they shall take hold of the skirt of him that is a Jew. How about one who has the orientation and the knowledge of Yah, according to the covenant which the Most High gave of old, saying, we will go with you, for we have heard that Yah is with you. But brothers and sisters, he didn't say the Jews go to the Gentiles. In fact, my brother says, he didn't say the Jews go to the Gentiles to learn anything. In fact, the scriptures tell you that Messiah in his appearing will say to his people who have sought refuge among the nations, he never told you to look for him amidst those who dwell in darkness, amongst those who have no light. My brothers and sisters, the light of the Most High, what he said is, it's an invariant word at Yaakov 1:17. Has the nations known an invariant word and still remain a multitude of nations? It means they never had to receive or fully accepted that invariant word. He said, bind all the testimony and seal all the law. Have the nations ever sought to fully do this? He said, if they don't reckon according to the fullness of this word, they have no light in them. Well, show me, my brothers and sisters, the nation that is founded upon seeking the fullness of that light. I'll tell you again, my brothers and sisters, it doesn't exist, which is the reason why Messiah must return. I said, which is the reason why Messiah must return, because he considers all nations in darkness. In fact, my brothers and sisters, he considers all nations death trap to those who think they're wise, because all they know is what they've heard from men. He said, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by a word from Yah. He says, you're out there amongst nations, my brothers and sisters, lacking wisdom, lacking the light, double-minded, indiscriminate, not knowing what is what, who is who. He said, you need to ask Yah. And you need to ask with a pure and perfectly whole heart. You may find out, my brothers and sisters, what those who are wise have understood, what the scripture says concerning the Most High, our wait for him, because all men have gone astray. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, what the scripture means when it says that the Messiah is coming to be found, that he is the stone which the builders have rejected. But he will come the chief stone of the corner, meaning, my brothers and sisters, all the false institutionalities the men of Babel must fall, that a righteous temple be established. But who is it, my brothers and sisters, the Most High said would establish that temple? I tell you, my brothers and sisters, the stone which the builders have rejected will become the chief stone of the corner. And in fact, my brothers and sisters, the builders currently in office will be deposed from power. That one, my brothers and sisters, true to what the architecture the Most High has intended shall arise. So is promised, so shall it be. And for those who don't know what I'm talking about, I'm talking about Psalm 118. I'm talking about something you'll find on my website, www.hiddengospel.com. There's a serious need to understand. What I mean by this, my brothers and sisters, that the covenant was never to a multitude of nations, declaring something different, having different expectations, because the covenant, my brothers and sisters, was unto the expectation and design and desire of Yah. And many of my brothers and sisters will say that they are in the righteous one, in the Messiah, in the Savior, true to him, worshipers, believers, that they serve him. But my brothers and sisters, you can't serve the Messiah after a multitude of standards established by men. That's counterfeitery. That's idolatry. That is hypocrisy. And my brothers and sisters, many, therefore, who call themselves the sons of Abraham, not seeking that pure, perfect will, have only profaned and defiled the holy name. And it's time to understand the real. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. The Messiah did not pray and tell people to pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth after all the confusion and deceit of the Gentiles. That wasn't the gospel. In fact, he says in the latter days, he's going to scatter all the nations. In fact, my brothers and sisters, he's going to break in pieces all the nations where his people have been scattered, staggered, blinded after partial standards, that he might, without distraction, restore his people and correct them justly. That means, my brothers and sisters, restore them to the righteousness as of old, with none to dissuade. He said, the remnant of Israel will speak no lies, do no iniquity. It means they will overcome all the illusions of false righteousness and now hold the people bound. And yes, I mean among those who call themselves, even those who call themselves Hebrews today. There's a lot of denominations among them too, and I call them all a bunch of damn liars, because there's a truth. My brothers and sisters, there's a truth. I call them again a bunch of damn liars. Need to say it again? A bunch of damn liars. They're teaching you a bunch of half-truths and won't tell you the whole truth. They're a bunch of damn liars. But I'm saying this, my brothers and sisters, out of love, because I want a lot of souls to be saved. There's a truth that they all have rejected. Don't have to, but they have. When they saw these words, they chose not to accept them. The scripture says, because men did not receive the truth with love, men have been falling after a strong delusion called to believe a lie, a preference for unrighteousness. And all of it, my brothers and sisters, say because men believed lies, it was to damnation and not to salvation. And my brothers and sisters, I'm saying to you now, don't dare think that you're made whole if you got a partial concept of the Messiah. Go back and get all those prophecies that speak of him that use titles like Righteous One from the East, King of the East, Prince of Glory, King of the Medes, Dinka, Sunrise. Go back and get all those prophecies, my brothers and sisters. Angel from the Rising Sun. Go back and get all those prophecies, my brothers and sisters. Lord whom you seek. The ones that the scriptures speak of and sing that will come forth saying, listen to me, O you owls, and hearken to me, O you nation. The Most High is coming from the womb and from the body of my mother, he made mention of my name. Go back and get all those prophecies concerning Messiah in the last day before you consider yourself wise before the time. Because a lot of folks, my brothers and sisters, who never have were compelled to consider these things dead, damn, and gone. I don't want that to be for you. And I know a lot of folks get very angry with what I'm saying. Well, go ahead and get angry. Get angry enough to find out what I'm talking about. Take my website, www.hiddengospel.com. There's an article down called Early Church Origin. There's an article there called Secret City. Find out what your pastors haven't been telling you. Get mad at them for not telling you, for robbing you and exploiting you. Get mad at yourself for looking at all these multitude of different denominations and doctrines out here and not being concerned enough to want to know the absolute truth. Let me tell you something. Most times doesn't tell you what the deal is because you didn't ask with the whole heart. Let me tell you something. You're still subject to a multitude of exploiters, and it means you never served him because you didn't exploit enough love of the truth. Just tell it like it is. Messiah will come for the restitution, restoration of all things according to all things spoken by the Most High by his holy prophets since the world began. If you're not looking for all that truth, then you're serving a damn liar. He's making you one too. Now, get mad. Get mad enough to try to find out what I'm talking about. And I have reason to be angry when I say these words. I have absolute reason why. And I'll tell you, if you just listen a little closer. Because I know, my brothers and sisters, unless you understand these things, you have no chance. I said, no chance. Even the children of darkness can accept some of the truth. But my brothers and sisters, it takes a true child of Yah to go back and seek to understand the whole truth. And Messiah will hold man accountable to all of it. I find it amazing that people don't understand. They confess the holy name and don't feel that they are obligated to uphold the fullness of what is divine conscience or to seek it. That, my brothers and sisters, is an utmost travesty. I want you to hear me, my brothers and sisters. The Most High has a reason that he says in the last days he is quite angry. And for a moment he will have to defer his anger that his people have a chance to be refined. But let me tell you something, my brothers and sisters. The ones who get a chance to be refined and get brought back. I said brought back into his graces. But let me tell you something. If you don't know the difference between who's telling you the truth and who isn't. Let me tell you something. If you don't know, my brothers and sisters, what is or what is not the gospel. If you don't know what is the faith rather than, let's just say, trusting those who have fallen from it. Let me tell you something. That is evidence of a world falling from grace. Wake up and understand it. The grace of Yah reveals the everlasting truth, the gospel that you might know how not to offend him. And great discretion, my brothers and sisters, I say again, is required that you know how not to offend the Most High. Great discretion is required that you do not lift up your soul unto any man's vanities, imperfect, partial, corrupt, unacceptable doctrine and allegiances. That is what the Most High told me directly. Let me tell you something. It's only those who seek the whole word that will be signed, confirmed, sealed, faithful, delivered. I said who seek the whole word. Man doesn't sit up and destroy the covenant according to his own design and sit back and tell the Most High he has to accept it. Most High told me this is all about respect, and without a reference point, no, you don't have it. Reverence demands a reference point. And he has to declare, in fact, the scripture said he will declare a standard against all those who are enemies against that standard. His grace, my brothers and sisters, reveals his law. I didn't say the flaw of man. The grace of Yah, my brothers and sisters, removes and destroys the flaw, the sin, the separations, the multitude of illusions that men have fallen under, that he might restore to the minds of men that which he declared eternal. And blessed they will understand. Like I said, Messiah didn't say, we pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be, thy kingdom come. How's it going to be his kingdom according to everybody's different ideas? Thy will be done. He said, thy will be done. Didn't say everybody's will, everybody's design, robbing him, taking over the territory as if everything belonged to men to abuse as they will. He said, on earth as it is in heaven. He did not say after the multitude of confusions, deceits, seeming wise in men. Many diverse worldly opinions, my brothers and sisters, is not a covenant, nor is it peace. The exposing of the pretense, my brothers and sisters, the exposing of this global disrespect, that will be the gathering of the people. Because most have not even realized, amazingly enough, my brothers and sisters, for all this provocation, most haven't even realized what they've done has been totally, completely blasphemously dishonorable, disrespectful, damning unto every soul that has become so compromised and inconsiderate. Did the Most High say he does not change? Before he denies himself, he would deny us? What do you think that means? Do you think the promise of the Most High was to you exclusively and not to all those he spoke of before? So everybody's going to feel like, oh, the Most High has to hold his promise to me. My brothers and sisters, those who would be wise today seek to be partakers with those of old unto whom he gave a promise. He said his promise is eternal. He didn't lie. You need to wake up and understand that. He said, though we be scattered amongst misprovocation, delusions, and fallen standards of many nations and denominations, our faith must be beyond all this double-mindedness, and faith must have its perfect work. That means we must all come to the oneness that is him. If we don't seek this, we have no part in receiving anything of the promise, anything of the glory. Most High said the people that do not know his ways will not enter into his rest. That means we must know his ways. Be acceptable among those, my brothers and sisters, in whom he would establish a perfect peace. For wisdom, my brothers and sisters, for wisdom, my brothers and sisters, is not man that we should be first to ask, but Yah. For to know what and who to believe, that is the gift of Yah. Isaiah said, our Lord, who's heard the echoes of our voice, and it's a prophecy concerning ultimately the last days. I said, ultimately the last days. He said, Isaiah, he said, our Lord, who's heard the echoes of our voice? And the scripture says, to whom is the arm of the Most High revealed? He said, his arm, my brothers and sisters, will bring salvation to his faith that men might discern exactly what is the standard in Isaiah 59. Who's ready to understand? Who's going to understand, my brothers and sisters, who is that outstretched arm that calls forth with the voice of the Most High that men might be redeemed unto him? Oh, brothers and sisters, but so many have been tricked at the misorientation of man, they haven't even begun to understand what that's all about. Because my brothers and sisters, whoever would uphold the misconceits of man cannot be true to Yah. He can't serve two masters. What is truly amazing in this world is that most folk truly find it hard to believe that all who are vowed unto the holy name are also vowed and obligated to honor him true to all that Yah requires as an everlasting covenant. The fact is that Yah has never granted anyone the license to profane his name. I hope you understand that. He has never given anyone the license to profane his name. In fact, he said his commandment. He never gave anybody the right to disrespect his name or demean or diminish or take away or add to what they think is wise with regard or associating any lie or presumptions with his name. He says you don't take his name in vain, Exodus 20. You don't swear an oath unto him according to somebody else's ideals of vanity. He said you should have no other God, no misconceit that you establish before, exalt before him to establish an obstacle. That's what devils do. And my brothers and sisters, for being obstacle, guess what? There's going to be an obstacle against their entering the kingdom of Yah. And in fact, my brothers and sisters, the scripture relates that many kings will be taken in chains before the king. But after a time, they will all be punished. It means, my brothers and sisters, they should not partake of his peace. It's time to understand that. And foolish whoever believes an oath to the holy name gives anybody a license. I pray you will understand me and listen to me again. Foolish whoever is a fool who believes that an oath unto the holy name gives someone license to defile, break, diminish, or in any way despise or deny or be presumptuous with regard to the covenant of the Most High and still think they're going to selfishly receive the divine reward. That is insanity. What covenant does any such one who thinks this way think he has with those who love and are true, that the Most High has made true to his will? I say again, foolish is the fool who stands against Yah, who has set up obstacles against men's understanding, who believes that because they called upon the name of the Most High, they have a license to disregard, disrespect, defile the holy name, however they will, and expect for this to receive a heavenly reward, the reward of the kingdom that he will establish, that has to be true to his will. My brothers and sisters, if people actually believe something like that, they believe they can walk in the kingdom and they're going to tell everybody how things go. Lord have mercy. You're talking to or listening to a man who's seen third heaven. That's the last thing. That's the last thing that comes to mind anybody who is wise. Coming to the presence of the Most High, you figure like you're going to come up there and tell him how things go? To hell with you. I'm just telling you like it is. I'm going to tell you kind of how Most High feels if somebody would dare to even begin to think that way. But wicked men, Rome wanted to subjugate not only Israel, but subjugate even their God. Dared to be so daggum arrogant. Denizens of hell. And they made a whole lot of folks the same after it. And they don't even understand what they're doing. Consider all nations and denominations of this earth have dared to interpret the Holy Word according to their own personal ideal, own personal ambitions, and personal advantage. Oh, we've signed the covenant, so now they get to break it. What? What is this, insanity? Therefore, this massive treacherousness stupidly compelled so many, because they see everybody doing it, they don't even realize there's a problem, to comply in damning efforts to completely invalidate the sovereignty, the majesty, the holiness, the righteousness, the everlasting magnificence that is the holy name. Why? Because they keep the position misrepresented after their own ideal, as it seems wise in their own stinking, filthy, nastily disgusting premises that they want to call righteous in all these funky churches. Nations and denominations and rulers out here who, when they see, if they did see the word, would say such things as, I'm not going to be changed by some indiscriminate text in Romans. Think about it, my brothers and sisters, what's going on here. Nobody has a right to defile, profane the holy name. Nobody has a right, my brothers and sisters, to misrepresent the holy name. Who gave anybody such authority? They say many are going to come in that day. False prophets. Never had any authority from Yah. If they did, they know they have to teach all things. That's what a faithful apostle or a faithful minister of Yah would seek to do. How you call yourself a minister and you don't seek to heal men unto the will of one? That's the word minister means. This is insanity. He will seek to teach you all things, to heal you unto a pure, perfect word in which the Most High may be pleased. Anything else, my brothers and sisters, is an affliction, a curse. Wake up and understand. He said, watch out for false prophets, because they may call us and then call out, Lord, Lord, but not to do the will of the Father. Put on a real good face, smiling faces sometimes, pretend to be your friend, my brothers and sisters, but smiling faces oftentimes tell lies. Wake up! All nations and denominations of this earth. That's why Messiah had to come. Because they've all interpreted things, the Holy Word, compromising them according to their own unjust personal advantage, their own ignorance, their arrogance and ignorance. And they simply figure, because nobody sees it, can say what's wrong. They somehow imagine that it's right. My brothers and sisters, this world doesn't want, because men have not wanted to see how far from the grace and favor and the knowledge of Yah it is. Many have wanted to presume what they have was wise. Scripture said, when knowledge of Yah covers the earth as water covers the sea. He said, then will there be peace, and there will be none to hurt nor destroy on all this holy mountain. But there's the first come one out of the stem of Jesse, where Binah, or what the scripture calls complete understanding, that he might expose all this lawlessness, that finally men might discern in the truth, might see their shame. And he said, and then unto him shall all the nations seek. I mean, transcend all their priestly kings and rulers. And then, my brothers and sisters, there'll be peace. Then will even all Israel see the amount of treachery that they've been subject to. Discerning the folly of the nation, my brothers and sisters, it's necessary to discern the folly of the nation before you talk about a regathering. Because the Most High is not going to take a pack of fools and call it a stable foundation upon which he's going to build his kingdom. Whole world, my brothers and sisters, has been foolish. Most I told me, however, my brother, there's a difference between a fool and a damn fool. Some people you can reason with. But my brother and sister say, as all that folks who refuse to reason, they'll be delivered to the sword. Cut off from the inheritance of his people. You need to understand what that means. It means your heart has to be converted. Hearing the truth, you have to be willing to receive it. Most High is not going to take into his kingdom anyone who, upon discerning the folly of what they do, and still choose to preserve foolishness. So what are those who take counsel but not from him? He says, be upon them no mercy because they refused instruction. Be upon them like the breaking of a pot of unclean pot of vessel that's broken without pity. In fact, he doesn't want anything they will preserve if they won't be cleansed first. He said that worship was in vain, unacceptable. Read Isaiah 30 and understand. All nations and denominations, whole earth have interpreted the holy word to unjust personal advantage. I'm a brother, what kind of love for Yah is that? It's not. Therefore, if the mass treacheries has humanity complied in damning effort to completely invalidate the sovereignty of the holy name, this irreverence, this disrespect, is the false law that men have complied to after a pridefully arrogant and ignorant world, after a multitude of misrepresentations. This is what must be overcome. When Messiah said, "Be not afraid, I have overcome the world," it means he didn't take the bribe. Oh, even think about it, my brothers and sisters. The adversary himself told him if he bowed down to him, he would give him all the kings of the earth. Well, guess what it means? It means most people have already bowed down to the bribe, whether they know it or not, because they didn't discern entirely what they should awaken to. This one came to show men the way to freedom. He said, if you don't believe that I am he, you will die in your sins, meaning you will still be subject to some measure of the divisive vanities, incompletions, partialities, and pollutions that have claimed to be godly, claimed even to be worshipers of the Holy One of Israel, claimed to be worshipers of the Savior. Because my brothers and sisters, the scripture says once man didn't receive the knowledge of the truth with love, they were compelled to believe a multitude of strong delusions, believing lies. Who's the author of that? Preferring unrighteousness rather than righteousness, the Messiah will have to expose that entire pretense. But guess what? It wasn't true to the covenant that Yah made with Abraham. It wasn't unto the perfect will of Yah. It was unto somebody's damning half-truth, which upon faulty foundation only bred more lies. This irreverence, my brothers and sisters, that men have just accepted, looking at all these divisions, that misrepresentation, all these misrepresentations must be overcome. He said the remnant of Israel will speak no lies, do no iniquity, no guile in their mouths. That means they overcame all these lying institutions that claim to be salvation. They must, my brothers and sisters, all must, who have called upon the name of the Most High, must be delivered to overcome all the false prophets who declare a partial word, who told that you somehow had a license to deny what the Most High has said. You must overcome all the false prophets who prophesy and preach falsehood, misexpectations, false ideas of what is the eventuality and false ideas about what is required to attain to what the Most High calls utmost pleasing. To be delivered, my brothers and sisters, must all be delivered. All must be delivered to overcome all the false prophets and the false institutions, churches, denominations, nations, whatever they call themselves, will compel humanity after a multitude of mass damnation because they compel you not to consider that only purity and completion offers the one choice. It's time to understand the real. I repeat again, even the children of darkness, except sometimes part of the word. But my brothers and sisters, Most High demands that men receive all. Curses everyone who does not confirm everything that he has spoken. He will call man's attention concerning everything that he has spoken by the mouth of the Most High has spoken by the mouth of the Holy Prophet since the world began. Means he represents his Father fully. After men have done all these treacherous things, what did they consider? That the Most High never was going to call them on it? That men will always misrepresent the Holy Name? And it makes no difference? As if the Most High never recorded what he said was a covenant? Oh, brothers and sisters, how many of you have considered such scriptures as Isaiah 48:22, where it says, Messiah will come forth saying there's no peace to the lawless. Those who won't respect the fullness of the will, they will have no peace. What about Revelation 15, my brothers and sisters? Revelation 15, it talks about the covenant, the Ark of the Covenant was rolled out on high. And guess what it means? It means whoever is not true to everything in the Ark of the Covenant whereby he wrote, let's just say, not just the Ten Commandments, but also, my brothers and sisters, with that Ark was also kept the rest of the law of Moses. What do you think the scripture means when it says, remember the law which he gave his servant Moshe before the great dreadful day? Come on, my brothers and sisters. What nation is founded on that? What denomination do you know that is true to all, the true essence of all that? What about Numbers 24, 14 through 17 through 19? Are they true to that? Concerning one star of Jacob? would expose, my brothers and sisters, wherever it is men have set up obstacles against the full fruition of what is divine intent for his people. There's a lot of Moabites in the house. Moabites run around the house of Israel undetected, my brothers and sisters. And my brothers and sisters, the scripture says in the book of Jude, many will pervert the grace of the truth of Yah. Surreptitiously. My brothers and sisters, unawares, corrupting the word according to men's designs, their own licentiousness and lawlessness. And the Messiah says, the scripture says in the last days, he's going to have to come to expose this unbelief and have to convince men against all the ungodly doctrines, all the fallen word corruptions that men have spoken. Who, my brothers and sisters, willing to hear it? Why did they tell you about that Yehuda, Jew, they call it, first chapter, first to 15 verses that speak about Messiah, will have to convince men against all the lies. A lot of folks feel like, hey, they put the Lord's name upon their lives, somehow it's supposed to be validated, because they did. What scripture say? Men will come in that day, did we not sin? Did we not in your name cast out devils? Your name preach? Your name do many wonderful or inspired works and say, look, I never knew you. You never had any authority from me. People think they have authority from him because they stick his name on something? Brothers and sisters, those who can call upon the holy name, guess what? Most High first has to call them. What you call God doesn't make it God. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? What men tell you the Most High is, and until the Most High sanctions it, guess what? You still very well be functioning according to a total illusion. Oh, my brothers and sisters, you were warned. The scripture told you in advance, not all have heard the preaching of the gospel. They might preach it to you. So understanding who preaches the truth is a gift from Yah. He said in Jerusalem shall be delivered to the remnant whom the Most High has called. He said, you didn't call him, he calls you. Wake up and understand what's first. If you haven't heard a direct call from him, hey, you better check everything you've ever done, because man's going to give account for every foolish word he's ever spoken in the judgment. And a lot of folks will find out too late if they don't hear it. Like my grandfather used to say, he said, straight up and fly right. And you got to ask the Most High how to do that, because few even find the path to know how. And a lot of folks, my brothers and sisters, too proud to check themselves now. They got another application. Yeah, well, one scripture says a whole lot of folks who didn't take care of the temple like they should have, one day will clean up the latrines. Understand what that means. Consider it, my brothers and sisters, of all this. Many, even though, you know, Most High is one, he only establishes one standard, and that people will be called out who lie. Consider it of all this, many simply still reside themselves perceiving no sin in all the lawless ways and presumptuousness they do. And they say simply, the Lord knows my heart, heaven help you. What the Lord knows is that you dare to be presumptuous regarding his name. And for some reason, you felt certain in yourself, not realizing how much more you need to seek him in order to be able to truly respect him. That, my brothers and sisters, is utmost unstable. The Apostle Shaul said, I know nothing which I'm guilty, but I might not be right in this. My judge is the Most High. He said, let us not consider ourselves so wise for the times the Most High comes to reveal the hidden things of darkness. You need to understand what that scripture means when it says, you are Christ and Christ belongs to Yah. Well, I put it like this, a lot of folks saw Paul and said, oh, I thought that was a wise man. Paul said, I've seen Yeshua. Let me tell you what Yeshua said. He said, I've seen my Father. You need to wake up and understand why he said this. When the scripture says, one day man, when his righteousness is revealed, men will understand what it means. And he says, my thoughts are not like your thoughts. My ways are not like your ways. Meaning your thoughts have not been like unto his. And you got a lot of growing to do. Hey, like it says in Isaiah 40, men are going to wake up one day and understand there's no searching and calculating of all that is divine understanding, which means you should always continue to look. The Most High told me, till you see everything that he said brought to bear, keep looking. I asked him how much we keep growing until you can look up in the sky and say, star being one star's glowing, keep growing. Put you in your place. You never stop seeking. You got something else you can learn from him. And whoever, my brothers and sisters, knows to seek him first and foremost has a chance of seeing beyond all these illusions. But my brothers and sisters, whoever believes there, it's just because pastor pats you on the back, everything's all right. My brothers and sisters, when you see that pastor thrown out into the heap dump, thrown into that lake, then you understand things wasn't all right. Wake up and understand, my brothers and sisters, what happens to, when they talk about Gehenna fire, they talk about hell, they talk about whatever is considered trash because it doesn't function, or doesn't function rightly. Scripture says, whoever seeks to cause man not to seek the fullness of the will of Yah, therefore to defy Yah and be counted foolish, Scripture says he's guilty of hell fire. Whoever is tricked by such a one, that will not seek to teach you fully how to honor the Most High. He said, there shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. What else does that mean? Because you must seek the whole truth. My brother and sister, they didn't even tell you how to begin. I dare to say they didn't tell you how to begin, even to begin. So they told you to read the scriptures. Well, let me tell you something. My brother and sister, the Messiah comes as a messianic interpreter of the law. And they didn't tell you that he comes to show for sure how all these things should be interpreted. If they didn't tell you to seek the one who will reprove all the rulers for their lack of discernment. If he didn't tell you that Messiah comes because one day the Most High is going to roll out his record in heaven concerning of all things that is required on the contract, and whoever's found lacking is in a heap of trouble. If they didn't tell you to expect that. If they didn't expect the Messiah, that righteous one called the righteous one like the rising sun. If they didn't tell you to expect him who is going to reprove all the nations for however it is they misinterpreted and misrespected his word, as if to call upon his name means they have a right to defile, to profane, to be presumptuous with regard to the holy name, to disrespect his holiness and majesty because they called upon it. Heaven help us. If they didn't ever tell you they were going to be, everyone who's ever done this is going to be called on this treachery and this presumptuousness, then guess what, my brothers and sisters? They never preached to you the gospel. Scripture says, whoever went out would be able to declare truthfully what the Most High declared of old, what is and what is to come. And yes, that one he called the righteous one from the rising sun, he said, will do that. Who Messiah said he is, and he says, he is the root and offspring of David, the bright and morning star. Revelation 22:16. They didn't tell you anything about that. They didn't preach to you the gospel at all. So you didn't have an expectation for someone who's going to, like the scripture says, set the kings like dust to his sword, driven stubble to his bow. Make them make kings crush down like a pot of treads clay. They didn't tell you about that, did they? If they didn't tell you about that, my brothers and sisters, they were seeking to exalt their own authority. And they never preached to you the gospel. And that's exactly what Isaiah 41st chapter has to say about it. Many are going to find out they never were preached the gospel, never taught to expect an exceeding word above all the nations. They put you in a snare. They didn't tell you about the king who will rise to reprove all the kings. And guess what? They never told you about the Messiah. They never told you about the Savior, which means they also didn't teach you salvation. Time to wake up and understand. Like I said, does everyone think that on a personal basis that the entire covenant plan of the Most High is all about themselves and how much the Most High personally loves them as if all things were unto them alone? What of them whom the Most High already made promises to? The scripture says you won't overtake them. Think about that in 1 Thessalonians. And they corrupted that doctrine too. My brothers and sisters, the ancient Hebrew fathers, they are the ones who understood this word far better. They experienced it than this generation ever has. You better wake up, my brothers and sisters, and understand who needs who. I talked the other night about that series of them, just that will bring that to bear. Go back through the archives. Somebody says something to me, leaves me a note, Hidden Gospel site at yahoo.com, or where it says messages at the orientation of the show. I'll look through the archives and show you where you can find all that information. My brothers and sisters. Has nobody respected those who Most High already made a promise to? He said the children of Abraham. You mean to tell me the children disciplined as if they never heard or knew anything about Abraham? Or were disciplined or got all their orientation and sense of righteousness from another? still called us children of Abraham by the same spirit, think again. Act as if those of old don't matter. Well, guess what? If you have a covenant, you don't uphold the covenant of those in whom the promise was given, how do you have an heirship? Wake up. But I know a lot of folks, when I say things like this, they say, I can hear people now, oh, we don't like him. He says we have to respect the God of the Holy, the God who is the Holy One of Israel. Respect. He has a reference point. A reference point for which we, for by which to be revered, to be honored, to be praised, to be loved. Oh, I can see a lot of folks saying right quick, well, oh, we don't like him. He says we have to obey some instructions. We have to all have the same belief, like-minded, with the same expectation. Well, if you don't, my brother says, you didn't have faith that came from him, because guess what? He hasn't changed his mind about anything. You remember everything he ever said. Yeah, my brother and sister, you need to understand, I'm a Daniel 7, 7th, 8th chapter, 11th chapter, said about this blasphemous beast that men are functioning after a multitude of nations that can never reason as one, therefore never had a covenant. Hey, when it was offered to them, they rejected. That does not give you a covenant. Oh, they called upon his name. Oh, well, you profaned his name. You called upon his name. You didn't seek the fullness of his righteousness, so you preserved your vanity. That's idolatry. That's a multitude of curses. Most High will not be mocked. Be not deceived. Yah is not mocked. He's not misrepresented. He's not misrepresented in any way that he might favor any man who would do so. Whatever you sow, that should you also reap. You sow disrespect. What do you think is his reward? He says the reward is man as his work should be. What about whether or not his works are found true to the good works which Yah has foreordained? Read Ephesians and understand. Second chapter. What do most people think? Compared to think in this world. I say the world has been deceived. They think the Most High denies his name or everyone that he has already sworn himself to for the sake of those who would neglect and deny him and would just simply be presumptuous regarding his will. Most High tell me, hey, look, if I want to know him, he said, Mama says this, Daddy says that, Grandma, Grandpappy, Pastor, Priest, Rabbi, Elder, all got something different to say about him. You told me if I want to know him, he said, ask him and believe that he could answer. He was already talking. I knew I had to shut up and listen. Well, brothers and sisters, a lot of folks are going to have to sit back and want to raise a bunch of arguments about what they didn't even know. I got news for you. The book of Enoch talks about people like that and said, Most High said, he's not even going to listen to their case. Just tell, call his angels to take him out of his presence. You're going to argue with the Most High concerning his covenant and didn't even know it. His word is not part of what it is. It's all that it is. And you're going to argue against the master and still figure that you're going to win the argument. That's a fool. That's a fool, my brothers and sisters. Most High told me the greatest wisdom is not what people think they know, what they don't know, what they think they know. Not giving all things consideration. It's not wisdom at all. Dare men think, my brothers and sisters, because they got membership? Baptists, Methodists, Presbyterians, Catholics, Romans, Greeks, French, Italians, Chinese, Americans, whatever. They got members, they know membership has privileges. Really? Privileges to fame, profane the holy name? You forget who earth belongs to. Dare men believe that membership has privileges that for all their oaths, unwittingly, nationally, denominationally, give them privileges and a right, oh, this is America, or this is 2013. My brothers and sisters, the Most High declares his the priesthood of Messiah as everlasting from beginning to all eternity. And the whole earth is his inheritance. In fact, the scripture spoke about and speaks about him in Isaiah 65. He said, he will bring forth one he calls the inheritor of his mountains. My brothers and sisters, where will any man think that he will reside when the Most High declares the whole world his? That he decides who will or won't live upon it. Like I say, my brother says, what about Isaiah 57 when he says he had to get the stumbling blocks out of the way of his people? The stumbling block is every daggum standard this world has declared in his foolishness. What about when it says Messiah will come forth king saying, keep silence before me and listen to me, O you isles. Hearken to me, O you nations, that you might be brought back, that you might see beyond all the deceivers, that you might discern what is salvation. People choose not to listen to it or acknowledge it because their pastor didn't tell them. Wake up, my brothers and sisters. If they really think that Yah would never send anyone to check the world for all its damningly presumptuous exploitations, if that's the case, then people have believed the Most High would never come to deliver his people. What do you say you believe for? That lies will be upheld forever? You love a lie, so the Most High is supposed to love it too? If that's what you believe, the faith in Yeshua is? The stone, my brothers and sisters, discern the stone which the builders rejected. On last evening, and I'm going to have to do this again, and I know, you know, tomorrow evening begins the latter day on the Feast of Sukkot, Feast of Tabernacles. I know. Even now, my brothers and sisters, we're moving into that time. I know that. Same Ketor is coming. And my brothers and sisters, I'm going to have to go back again through Isaiah 45 with you. The ancients looked at Isaiah 45 concerning the one called the Curtis, the King James Version called Cyrus, knowing that this was the one who would bring to bear all the majesty and beauty of all that the Most High said is the peace that comes when he has justified his people as worthy of a magnificence. As the scripture speaks of, it says, carnal eye and ear have not heard the glory of that was Yah. And my brothers and sisters, those who look at Isaiah 45 closely understand that that is Messiah. But they told you nothing about that. You need to look at that article on my website, hiddengospel.com. Early church origin and mutual expectation. He said, no one enters his kingdom who does not first know his ways. And they didn't even tell you about the one who comes so that you might discern how not to offend the Most High and how to walk truly according to him. They didn't teach you that, brothers and sisters. They have that expectation. What kind of faith, the unifying faith, did they teach you? They just simply left you to exalt yourself. Discern the stone which the builders to this day still yet refuse. And understand what manner of temple, my brothers and sisters, will be established when he becomes the chief stone. Psalm 118, better to trust in Yah than to trust in men. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this is Adam Yah, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. To the Most High, I thank you for every year that he brings near. Hallelujah! And I thank you all again for listening. Oh, help us all wake up and understand the truth. Like I said, even a child of darkness. Except some of the word. For the whole lot of word they're perverted. And for every foolish or perverted word a man believes or speaks, he will give account of it in the judgment. Dare men so quickly say that they have said nothing before Yah, that he counts unwise. Much of that which is highly esteemed among men is kind of disgusting before Yah. Wish I had time to tell you about all the times that I've done some things, said some things before him, and not right in his presence, and not understood that it's a bit out of line. He checked me on the right. Count yourself blessed if you hear someone who the Most High has shown his ways and how to respect him. You might learn how to do the same. Because what else, my brothers and sisters, is an allegiance to all these fallen standards of the world as to disrespect? Discern the real, my brothers and sisters, and know how to praise Yah. And know how to say hallelujah, which means praise Yah and shalom unto real peace, legitimately.
You got the word to change a nation, but you're biting your tongue. You spent a lifetime stuck in silence.